You're listening to David Bevan. David Bevan on ABC Radio Adelaide.
Peter Mansfield, good morning to you.
Yeah, good morning, David.
Now, Peter, you are National Manager of the Career Development Association of Australia.
Could we make it any longer?
What is the Career Development Association of Australia?
Yeah, thank you. So we're an industry association, let's say the Motor Trade Association or the Hotel Industry Association. Our members are careers advisors around the country. So they might be in a school, they might be in a university, government department, private business. So they're the ones on the ground providing advice to people about their future.
Okay. Now, when I was in school, this consisted of a teacher who I think just basically drew the short straw and had a whole lot of pamphlets outside her office. And so you'd go to the... and it was all a bit sad, really. But we managed to get jobs.
It's a little more sophisticated. Down the back of the school.
Yeah, a little more sophisticated now.
Look, yes and no, and I guess that's probably our point. 2018 youth census around Australia said about 52% of students making career choices have reasonable career advice. So there's 48% winging it, basically.
That's pretty ordinary, isn't it, when you think about half?
And it's the further from the city you go and the further into disadvantaged areas or groups you go, the lower that number goes.
Yeah.
So you're absolutely right. And sadly, it is still in some cases, you've got a free lesson Friday teacher, you're now the career person. We joke, but that actually still happens.
That's still the case. Is it better or worse in the public versus the private?
At generalisation, because, we'll get public schools ringing your producer who won't like it. Generalisation, private schools better than public, and that's obviously around funding. And those schools that have managed to figure out a way of having some live people on the ground integrated with some technology do better.
Yeah.
Because, in every area of life, there's a whole lot of technology to help in this space, but looking at a computer screen isn't necessarily going to be the best way to figure out what you want to do for the next 40 years of your life.
No. Well, my younger brother still hasn't forgiven me. Because it was about 30 years ago, he was in this very position. And I thought, mate, you're not going to be happy sitting in front of a computer screen. Because, look, there's no future in computers. It won't last. I reckon you'd enjoy being a surveyor. So he became a surveyor. And he's now a lecturer in surveying, no less. But he's never forgiven me. My one attempt at giving careers advice. I thought it would be a great job. You get out and you move around and you're in the fresh air.
You make a very pertinent point. All of the data, not from our organisation because we'd be perceived as biased, but all of the data says at the moment, still, the most important source of career advice, funnily enough, is your family, your parents,
Your big brother.
Your big brother who's... The difficulty with, maybe the same as in your case, computing will never be anywhere... Parents, brothers and big brothers actually probably don't really have too much of a clue about where the world's going to be in 20 years.
Funny, that's what he said to me.
Yeah, funny. It'd be like asking your parents to teach kids how to use their mobile phone. I mean, they wouldn't even bother rolling your eyes. It's worse than that.
Yeah.
And that's, while we're being flippant, it actually is the same scenario. Like, this will help your producer with the key and the switchboard as well. Thinking this morning, and this will be a little bit, the future world of work is almost, or it's different, as big a challenge as climate change. Now, I know it's not. People who are about to lose their home or their island or whatever will say, yeah, at least, you've got somewhere to live. But the transition and the change that is going on is sort of the similar magnitude. And without some pretty good help in that space, it's difficult to pick the best choice, I guess.
Okay, so if there are people listening right now and they're thinking, I would really like to give my kids or get my kids some good careers advice, or there's a student listening right now, and frankly, why aren't you doing your homework instead of listening to the radio? But
because it's the last day of school, David, that I want to.
Right. So what would your advice be? Where would you go to get good careers advice?
There are a whole lot, for those who have the wherewithal, there are a whole lot of private providers that you could go to. In certain schools, there are absolutely good people, but this comes back to a challenge. For a lot of people, it's difficult. There is a very good website, and we should, and it's funded by joint governments. It's called My Future, myfuture.edu.au. Really good source of advice if you've got nowhere else to go. But it's a computer program, it's not a person. Now, credit to the state government. They are just finishing the review. We love another review. But into how careers advice in South Australian schools can be better improved from next year. So, you know, we're always optimistic and hopeful that there will be an improvement. But right now, for people, you know, who've made those selections this week and are about to go away and not think about it for the next 2 weeks, it's a really mixed bag in a very difficult scenario.
Yeah. But when you go to a good careers advisor, do they say things like, well, look, what exactly are you trying to achieve here? Do you want a job that you enjoy doing, or do you want a job that'll make you a lot of money even, or do you want a job? Are you prepared to just go out and do anything, but have in mind that you're going to revisit this this topic in 2 or 3 years' time after you've had some experience in the workforce? In which case, the advice is, by all means, go out there, get any job, just get a job, any job, but don't make big financial commitments because you'll find yourself trapped in that job.
Yeah, two parts, and you've hit the nail right on the head. Any job is better than no job, but what is really the best way to do it is to take a step prior to thinking about the job and think about yourself. What are my values, attributes? What do I like? What do I want to do? Where do I want to be? That then tends to lead towards, okay, here's a clump of jobs or an area or a field in which not only might you earn some money, you might actually enjoy what you're doing for the next however many years. So, yes, any job is better than none. But decent careers advice will provide you a way of going, actually, I might even enjoy it along the way. I might actually like going to work. And I might be able to, therefore, provide a better return to me and my employer and the economy. And that's where the value of having someone with an understanding of individual, the whole career development process, as opposed to here's a job, is the important part. And that's what we're encouraging the state government to think about. This is not just about saying, here's the labour market, we've got X number of thousand jobs coming up at the submarine base, we need welders, therefore go and be a welder. Because, you know, for a whole lot of people, including me, that would actually be a really poor choice. So we're encouraging the government to get to help students think about who are they, where do they fit, what are they like, and then from there, where are the potential future jobs in which they will be more likely to be happy.
Peter Mansfield, thanks for talking to us.
All right, appreciate it.
Thank you. It's that time of the year where people are turning their minds to career advice. So Peter Mansfield is the National Manager of the Career Development Association of Australia. Who knew there was such a body?